Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I take after my the father of my dreams, which is Howard Simon. So
He's a legend. He's a legend for sure.
That he is. A legend of being late to the break. But I digress, Brayton. We've got... we've got some hockey to talk, not a lot of exciting things happening for the Sabres. One of the areas I wanted to start, and I saw a really good tweet about this, based on some of the pickups that like the Oilers have had. The Oilers so far have had a nice little run of value players, and a lot of what we're watching the Sabres, or what we were told the Sabres were going to do, Brayton, heading into this free agency period, was find value. They're not going to spend. And frankly, Brayton, there hasn't really been a ton of money being thrown around. It's not like a normal free agent period where we're watching guys be grossly overpaid. For the most part, everyone's sort of value shopping. So with that being said, are you surprised that the moves made so far have been so underwhelming while other teams are still doing in thought what the Sabres were trying to do, which is find players to help their roster at a valuable number? Some other teams have done that. The Sabres really haven't found that guy yet. That's not too late, though, which I think is important to mention.
Well, I mean, obviously, if this wasn't 2020, I think I'd be a little more shocked if the signings were this low value and kind of just boring. I mean, but again, it's 2020, so certainly this year in free agency so far, there's been a few big names that have gone off the board, and some of them, the most notable ones, probably being the goaltenders and Braden Holtby and Jacob Markstrom going off the board. And since then, there's been some other nice, valuable pickups to go off the board. Corey Crawford's another goalie that's gone off, by the way. But, like, Torrey Krug gets signed, and Craig Smith comes off the board. TJ Brody gets signed, and now apparently that Tyson Barrie's going to be going to Edmonton.
Yep.
These are guys that are, they're not huge names, but they're significant names. They're nice depth players and not like bottom feeder players, sort of like the Sabre signings have been, but they're certainly guys that can fill second, third line roles. They're key second, third line players. And, obviously with everything going on with COVID and with the salary cap being at 81.5 this year, teams are just going to have to be that much smarter when it comes to spending money and signing these players to long-term contracts or to keep them short-term contracts. So, yeah, sure, there's been nothing really that's been going on that's been flashy or exciting other than a couple of signings, but certainly it's not anything that isn't expected given the circumstances.
Brayton, obviously the story for even the better part of 2 days now has been the signing or the re-signing of Zemgus Girgensons. And, what I'm kind of wondering from you is, listen, at the end of the day, Zemgus likely has more value than fans give him credit for. If he wasn't a first-round pick and he was more slotted as like a second or third-round pick, people likely value what he brings to this team night in and night out a little bit more. But I do think at the value that the Sabres signed him at a three-year clip, Bulldog made this point yesterday, and I just wanted to pound the table because I agreed so much. It's like that fourth line center, the fourth line in general, is really meant, or in at least other organizations, a way to, bring guys in your organization to the NHL level. At the fourth line, you can sort of weed out guys. You can bring them on. If they don't play well enough, you can kind of move on. They're inconsequential in a lot of ways. So signing him for $3 million for 3 years, I don't know. It seems like to me anyways, and you could tell me I'm wrong, that they maybe internally overvalued Zemgus Girgensons because I don't think he gets to the free agent market and gets to be a UFA and it makes half of what the Sabres likely paid him.
Yeah, I mean, the $2.2 million per year tag for Gergensen's over 3 years may seem a little much. I certainly wasn't expecting him to get that much, whether he was re-signing with the Sabres or not. But, I mean, this year was a really nice bounce-back year for Gergensen's. He reached double-digit goals for the first time since he was the Latvian All-Star that he was back in the 2014-15 season, being voted in by the entire country of Latvia. But, you know, Gergensen's, this year especially, seemed like he's kind of rebounded his game a little bit, and maybe that's coaching because of Ralph Kruger being more of a simplistic type of coach, because especially under Dan Bylsma and Phil Housley, it seemed way more complicated with system and everything like that when it comes to trying to play the game. And Gergensen's just seems like a very easy type of player who, I'm not trying to rip him here when I say this, but, you know, like, things need to be dumbed down a little bit. But, you know, and we saw that kind of bit with Rasmus Ristolainen too. When things are made simpler, when things are much, much easier to comprehend, it seems like they get it a little bit more, and their jobs out on the ice seem a lot more easier, and they can understand everything that's kind of coming their way instead of trying to think about all the complicated systemic things that Phil Housley and Dan Bylsma try to bring in. But certainly Gergensen's is a guy, yeah, I mean, he's mostly a third, fourth line guy, primarily fourth line guy probably on this team, but, you know, it certainly is one of those deals where 2.2 is a little bit more for my liking, and especially for three more years. But certainly this year was a nice bounce-back year for him in terms of the production he's put up lately. And if he could continue that under Ralph Kruger, then, you know, maybe they've got a nice value signing in Gergensen's, and maybe his production continues to go up. But certainly on the surface, it wasn't exactly the type of signing I was looking, you know, I was looking at in any term. But you know, the Sabres do have to fill out their roster, and if they can bring back one of their own and who had a decent year, then, you know, I might take that for now, just because, you know, this team right now, looking at it on paper at the very least, doesn't seem like a team that's likely going to contend for a playoff spot again, which is unfortunate because we know that Jack Eichel is tired of the losing. He said it, and there's always the buzz and the rumors about people, you know, wanting to trade him because they think that he said that he wanted to be traded when really all he said was, I'm tired and frustrated of losing. But he never said anything of, I want out of Buffalo. So, yeah, certainly it's a signing that I probably wouldn't have done at the term. But, you know, if Gergensen's could continue to turn things around, then it might be an okay signing.
Brayden Wilson here on the Wester Hotline is our morning show producer and also our resident hockey guru. Around the league, Brayden, you know, I think we're seeing Alex Pietrangelo take a trip to Las Vegas to meet with the Vegas Golden Knights. Are you, I mean, I think if that happens, I think I saw your tweet too about Nate Schmidt potentially being on the move. They're going to have to clear space. They already traded Paul Stastny back to Winnipeg. So what is your thoughts about when this team, when the Vegas Golden Knights, if they ultimately decide to pay Pietrangelo whatever they're going to have to pay him to get him in the door, where does that potentially free up some roster space, and does that maybe mean the Sabres are a team there that could potentially make it? They're going to have to make a move, whether or who it is that they end up, you know, trading away, and who they trade him to is another story. But I got to think that's got to be in a good spot for the Sabres, because there's going to be teams that are sort of stacking up the salary cap space. The Sabres aren't going to be in that position, so they may be able to get a nice player via trade on a team who's desperate to relieve some cap room.
Yeah, Vegas is one of those teams right now. Looking at their cap friendly page, they've got a really bit of a tricky situation here because they've got a number of guys on bigger contracts. With bigger cap hits, and if they want to really add Alex Pietrangelo, they've really got to move out some money. They've only currently got, you know, just under $2 million of cap space. And, you know, yeah, Nate Schmidt is one of those guys that was mentioned as a player that could be on the move on their defense, and maybe an Alec Martinez too. Martinez has one more year, and Schmidt has five more years on his deal. I'd love to add a guy like Nate Schmidt, you know, as a right-handed defenseman, another right-handed defenseman on this team, you know, but certainly he's a guy that, you know, I would really like to add, or actually he's a left-handed shot defenseman. My apologies. They listed him as a right-handed defenseman on cap friendly, but he shoots left, but you know, he's a guy that could come in and be a really nice add, especially on the left side or wherever the Ralph Kruger and the team wants to put him. But the cap hit is going to be a big problem because he's at $5.95 million. I would like to add him, but in this economy right now with everything that's going on, if you're trading for a player that is that big of a cap hit, you're likely going to have to try and trade out other assets or an asset that is almost equivalent of that. So Who is that going to be? I mean, it could be Rasmus Ristolainen. If they want to bring in a guy like Ristolainen to their lineup, in addition to adding Alex Pietrangelo. But certainly Vegas has got to move some money. And, you know, Marc-Andre Fleury's another situation where they've got to figure out what's going on with him. And I don't remember who tweeted it out a couple days ago, but I saw a report where, you know, teams are at, you know, the Golden Knights are asking to take Fleury while also only retaining half of his salary, and they're willing to give that team a second-round pick as well as Fleury. And I mean, if I'm the Sabres, I mean, I'm almost thinking of doing that
right,
just because, you know, you're going to bring back Linus Allmark. He's going to be probably your starter. And even if you bring in Fleury, you could have 1A, 1B. Linus Allmark can learn from maybe arguably one of the better goaltenders in the NHL over the past 10, 15 years in Fleury. And Fleury's won 3 Stanley Cups and has been to a couple other Stanley Cup finals. So he's a veteran. He's a leader. You know, even if you have him for 2 more years.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
$3.5 million on your cap. I mean, what's the worst that can happen? But, you know, there are people out there that say, well, you know, he's an aging goaltender. His stats continue to decline, and there's obviously an argument there. But, I mean, at this point, if you're looking at it, it's something that you should at least maybe just ponder and think about, like I've been doing for a little bit. But if that happens, that's great. If not, then, you know, it's no big deal. But the Sabres do need another goaltender that is with Linus Allmark, because face it, Carter Hutton has really started to decline pretty quickly since being here. So if they want to go to Fleury as the option there, that's fine by me. But yeah, Vegas, I don't know how they're going to be able to add Pietrangelo unless they move out some of this other money, and they do so very quickly, because I mean, they've got Stone over $9.5 million, they've got Pacioretty at 7, Carlson at 5.9, Riley Smith at 5, Marchessault at 5. And then on defense, they've got Schmidt at 5.95 and Shea Theodore at 5.2. So somewhere, somehow, they've got to move out some money to try and add Pietrangelo, and they might have to do that by moving multiple assets.
Brayton, are you at all surprised to see Tyler Johnson clear waivers?
A little bit. You know, obviously his money isn't favorable towards his way, where it is, I think, $5 million where he's making. And, you know, Tyler Johnson is close to 30, if not already at 30. So I thought that Steve Yzerman being in Detroit, you know, bringing in Tyler Johnson and knowing Tyler Johnson fairly well, that he would be a guy that could come in and maybe be a really solid second-line center behind Dylan Larkin. I mean, yeah, Johnson's got $5 million per year, and he's 30 years old for 4 more years. But Looking at his production here real quick, it has gone down. His production has steadily declined. And is that an omen of anything? I'm not entirely sure, but certainly I would have thought that Detroit would have been the team that would have been right off the bat, just like, hey, we want to bring, you know, a guy who's been around in the league for, you know, bring him in, be the second line guy behind Larkin and really bring some solid play down the middle for them. But he clears waivers, and now the Lightning go back to trying and trade him. So, you know, it's a little puzzling, but, you know, there are understandable things that are with Tyler Johnson with his contract and the way that he's played that would have led him to be clearing waivers.
2020 didn't help him either. I mean, the uncertainty with the salary cap just has to be one of, if not the major reason you see Tyler Johnson clear it. Any other year, I just don't think that's a high enough mark or, you know, per year cap hit that would scare enough teams around. I think also, too, teams don't really want to bail out Tampa Bay. I think that's an organization that has had a lot of success. They've got a lot of great players at the top of their roster. You know, don't give them the flexibility they need. And I think that's probably a little bit part of it, too, no?
Yeah, I mean, if you're claiming Tyler Johnson off waivers, though, yes, you're clearing the $5 million away, but you're also, you know, not giving him anything back. And the Lightning have been trying to trade Tyler Johnson, and they've been working with his agents to try and come up with the teams that he wants to be moved on to and to come up with some sort of deal where they can get something back. So you could see it as, okay, yeah, you're not helping him out because you're keeping Tampa Bay cap-stricken and putting them in trouble because they've only, you know, they've got just under $3 million of projected cap space right now. But at the same point, you know, you could have claimed him off waivers for nothing, and then Tampa Bay wouldn't have gotten anything back in return. But, you know, it's a double-edged sword there for both sides, really, because Tampa Bay is kind of like, well, we want something in return for Johnson, but if we send him to waivers and get nothing, that kind of hurts. But at the same point, you know, if you're giving him more assets in return, then, you know, it's you're not really going to win either way, just because I still think Tampa Bay is the cream of the crop in the entire league. And you know, there's a reason why they've won the Stanley Cup this year, even in the bubble environment. And they're still a team that can compete and contend for a few more years to come.
All right, Brayton, before I let you go, thoughts on what could turn around, which has been a really slow start to the free agent offseason here for the Sabres. Like, is there a move out there? You know, I've kind of been in agreement with, like, a guy like Tyler Toffoli. I think he makes a ton of sense. Is there a move that still is out there currently that could make you feel very good coming in on Monday morning to talk?
I mean, Tyler Toffoli certainly would be a really nice add. He's a goal-scoring winger, and he can probably play on the wing with Jack Eichel if you really want him to. And, you know, Toffoli is a guy that certainly would generate some talk and just the kind of reassure Jack Eichel where it's like, hey, we're bringing in help for you. Here's a guy that can come in and, you know, score, you know, 20 to 30 goals at the very least for you and, you know, maybe even a little more depending on, you know, how much success that he has playing alongside of Jack Eichel or whoever he's playing with. Toffoli could even play second line with Jeff Skinner and an Eric Staal if he really wants to. That would be a nice add, but again, the question is, how much is he going to garner if he were to come in? That's a huge thing. I mean, his last contract was paying him $4.6 million, and Toffoli, you know, he's already 28 years old. Is he going to be a value signing at that age, or is it going to be taking that risk that, you know, you took when you signed Kyle Oposo to that long-term deal at the age that he was at? I think he was also at 28. He signed, and it necessarily hasn't worked out to the greatest of Buffalo's advantage. But, I mean, Tyler Toffoli would be a nice add. I mean, Taylor Hall, you know, there were a lot of mixed emotions when Darren Dreger said, you know, that the Sabres would make a pitch to him. I definitely don't think that the chances are great for Buffalo to add a guy like Taylor Hall, but for whatever reason, if Buffalo ends up being a top candidate in the end, and if they land him, then, you know, it's another left winger you're adding to the mix, so you got to add him with Victor Olofsson and Jeff Skinner as well. That might complicate things, but it certainly would be a good talking point because he won the Hart Trophy a few years ago with New
you know
Jersey, so.
Brayton, you know, where I just, if I could interject so I could ask you this kind of follow-up on this, is one of the reasons I actually think the Sabres might have like a sneaky good chance at this, and it's very specific scenario. This scenario is if Taylor Hall feels like if he takes a one-year deal And Kevin Adams can say with certainty that you're going to have an opportunity to play on a line with Jack Eichel for you to reestablish your value in the league. And then maybe try to sign your long-term deal next offseason when there's a little more certainty around the league. Now, that's a scenario. I think that can make a ton of sense if you're Taylor Hall. But other than that, I don't think there's a lot of other ways that's a move that makes sense.
Right. And if he's going to sign a short-term deal like that, I mean, he's it's probably going to be a team that will contend to win now. And that would be the type of signing that he would make where, I want to win now. Let me go to a team for 1 year, maybe 2 years, and let me put up some insane production at age 28, 29, 30. And then once I hit the market again, then maybe I'll sign a long-term deal with a team that, you know, is willing to pay me whatever money or, you know, is still in contention. But certainly, as Darren Dreger pointed out yesterday with the Instigators, there's just a lot of avenues that Taylor Hall can go. But he's 28 years old, and we know and we've seen with a lot of these guys that are hitting unrestricted free agency at 28, 29, you know, you're going to capitalize on this player for maybe a couple years, and then at that point, the production's going to start going down at some point. So, you know, we're seeing, you know, an Alex Pietrangelo at age 30 right now. He did come off of a year where he scored 52 points, but eventually you got to think like, okay, when's the production going to start going down? Are you going to sign a long-term deal for a guy like that and go 6-7 years, take him to age 37, and are you really going to get the same value? I mean, we've seen it with a bunch of people. I mean, Kyle Oposo is a good example, but it's not just him. I mean, that entire 2016 free agency class has been a complete bust because a lot of the players that were signed to big contracts that year have turned sour and gone south on those teams. So I think that's something to really consider, especially given how the salary cap is affecting free agency as we speak right now and how it's going to impact things going forward. But, you know, there are going to be guys that are probably going to be in free agency for a while. Another guy is Mike Hoffman, who's a guy that can easily score 30 to 35 goals in a season. But, you know, is he going to sign a contract at age 30, a long-term deal, and are other teams going to offer that type of money and contract to a guy like that? So, yeah, there's still some interesting names and some interesting assets that are out on the market right now. But, you know, again, unrestricted free agency is silly season for a lot of these teams. They go out and they spend a ridiculous amount of money, and oftentimes it comes back and bites them in the rear end. So I think this year is a lot more of a cautionary approach with some of these free agents. And, you know, because if you make a mistake now, you're really going to be hampering yourself heading down the road here, especially as, you know, the economy starts to come back and other things factor in.
All right, Mr. Wilson, appreciate you, brother. We will hear from you on Monday. Enjoy your weekend and talk soon, man.
Thanks, Nate. We'll talk to you again sometime soon. Enjoy the weekend.
Awesome. You too, brother. Brayton Wilson there, morning show producer and resident hockey guru there on the Western Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.